Welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news in pop culture. I am your host, Quentin Phillipson, and to kick off February 2020 with me is our co-host and the person who I would reference with the new emojis, mammoth and flatbread emoji, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I was doing good until you mentioned that. I'm a little bit confused. What exactly do you mean by mammoth and flatbread? Like, what is that combination supposed to mean?
Well, you know, under the sheets, you're a mammoth, and out of the sheets, you are smooth as a flatbread.
I wish all of that was true, but thank you very much. Yes, this is me, Alex, and, you know, just enjoying my lazy Sunday before the Super Bowl. That's kind of the big thing that's happening today. I mean, you have to be living under a rock to not know that the Super Bowl's today. And then Oscars is next week, so yay!
Well, I guess I am living under the rock emoji because I had no idea that the Super Bowl was today.
Wow, okay. So get all your rock emojis ready to stone Quentin.
Whoa.
No, but this is kind of like the big sporting event of the day. You know, I don't really have many sports news to talk about for the podcast today. Yeah, not a lot happened. So, I mean, that's about it for sports.
Perfect. We did the sports update at the beginning of the podcast. I like it. We're spicing things up.
See, there you go. The Super Bowl's today. So, I mean, what more could you want?
I guess some people, something that they might want is more Adam Sandler, because that is something that caught my eye as they've announced on Netflix that there are going to be 6 more Adam Sandler original Netflix films coming out in the course of the next few years.
Okay, so I have a question about this.
Yes.
Are we talking about murder mystery Adam Sandler, or are we talking about Uncut Gems Adam Sandler?
I'm going to take a guess, murder mystery Adam Sandler.
Oh, no.
And the reason behind that is something that was news for me. Adam Sandler's hot on Netflix. I didn't realize this. I didn't realize Adam Sandler was there.
He has a lot of Netflix originals.
Well, yes, yes. He's the face of Netflix, apparently. I knew he was in a lot of Netflix originals. I didn't realize that there was a reason he was the face of Netflix originals. And that is because, according to Netflix, they've released some of their stats. He has been one of their biggest named actors that have brought in viewers over the course of all their original films.
Mm-hmm.
So within a span of 4 weeks, so the first month, Murder Mystery was released as a Netflix original. It has been viewed in 83 million households.
Well, I'm not one of those households because you've told me to stay away from it.
I unfortunately was. I actually watched it the first month, so I was one of them. Guilty. I'll take the blame for this one. I was one of the people that watched it. I actually thought it was pretty fun. It's like, you know, if you took Knives Out and you watered it down and then you let it sit in the sun for a few days and it just tastes bad. It's like that. We're like, you know, it's fun. It's got some exciting concepts, but, you know, Knives Out exists.
Surprisingly descriptive.
Yeah.
I was about to say, you want to go see a better murder mystery, go see Knives Out. Yeah, get that Oscar bait in. Okay.
It does say here, though, that it counts as a view in the metric system if you watch the film for at least 2 minutes. So you could have only watched like the first 5 minutes and it counts as a viewer.
Oh my god.
So maybe
so Quentin, tell me, is there anything in the first 2 minutes that would turn me off from watching the movie?
Adam Sandler does Adam Sandler things. That's pretty much what the whole movie is. So if at the beginning you're like, oh wait a second, Adam Sandler? I thought it was Adam Mandler. Oh, I hate this guy. And then
Adam
you turn
Mandler,
it off.
Oh my god. Yeah. Who the fuck is Adam Mandler?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, if you were expecting a different actor and you realize it's Adam Sandler doing his same old shtick, then maybe you'll turn it off. But if you're going in, you should be expecting Adam Sandler. So I don't know what you're doing. If you turn it on, you're not going to turn it off. It's the same shtick as always. It's no Uncut Gems by any means. So have you seen Uncut Gems yet? It's officially out on Netflix.
I have not seen all of it yet. I started watching it, but I just haven't had the time.
What do you think of it? Did you like it?
I mean, the first 10 minutes, they're pretty intense.
Oh, that counts as a Netflix view. They count it as you've seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I've fallen under Netflix's trap.
Yeah, exactly. Sandler has been in, I believe, 6 Netflix original films so far. And according to this article, none of them have received a fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes. They're all under 50%.
And wait, does Uncut Gems count?
No, that's not a Netflix original.
But if you go on Netflix, it has the little N on it, like it is a Netflix original.
I noticed that. I don't know if it counts in the article, because that's definitely a fresh film.
Yeah.
I noticed that as well, though, which was very interesting. I don't know. I do not know why it has the N icon on the name. I wish I knew. I noticed it as well, and it was a bit odd. Because it's an A24 film, not a Netflix film.
Yeah. But for those listening that for some reason live under a rock and don't have Netflix.
Under the rock emoji.
Yeah, another rock emoji. So Netflix Originals has its little N logo on the picture for it, just so you can tell that that's a Netflix original. And Uncut Gems is made by a studio called A24. Again, if you're living under a rock emoji, they're a very small, but like, how do I say this?
It's a company that makes unique original films, you know, something exciting for once in modern film. So there's no remakes, no whatever. They're all unique films that kind of fit under the same umbrella. The yeah, they could be horror, rom-coms, thrillers, whatever you want.
I know them for their really good horror movies, but yeah, they make all kinds of different things.
Yeah, like just in 2019, what they have, Adam Sandler in a butt-clenching film, and then you got Florence Pugh in a culty horror Sunlight film, and then you got Defoe and Patterson in a black and white smaller screened horror film, all over the place. You even have Awkwafina in a disheartening film about her grandmother possibly dying, like all over the place. This franchise, they don't stick to the same tune.
Yeah, and I like that.
I like it too.
I guess A24 sold the rights to Uncut Gems to Netflix, I guess.
That must have been the case. I do know that Uncut Gems, even though it's the newest A24 film of 2019, it was the film that made the most money in the box office for all A24 films.
Really?
Yeah, so Uncut Gems, despite being the newest, was the biggest box office-wise, so it was their most successful film.
That is surprising, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty shocking too. I assumed it would have been, I don't know, maybe Midsommar, just because that's kind of normal.
Well, at the start of the year, I would have guessed Midsommar, because, you know, Hereditary did so well, I thought it was going to draw a bunch of people to watch it.
Yeah, that's probably the one I would have assumed. But no, Uncut Gems, there you go.
Uncut Gems, well, there you go, people. Go watch some Uncut Gems.
Yep, it's now officially a Netflix original, which, fine by me. I was actually just thinking to myself a few weeks ago, my two favorite companies making films right now in 2019 was A24, obviously, and Netflix. I think those are the two companies that make the most originals and can make the best originals. So I think they're my favorite right now. You know, if the two of them want to share Uncut Gems, which is probably one of my favorites of the year, they can share it. It could be like, a little connection between the two. So Sandler's going to be in a bunch more films now. I wish we'd get some more Uncut Gems Adam Sandler, but something tells me we're going to get more murder mystery Ridiculous Six Adam Sandler's.
Oh god, don't get me started on the Ridiculous Six.
Yeah, which is another Netflix original that got 0%, but apparently got in so many viewers. So, you know, Adam Sandler, critics might not like him, but the audiences love the guy.
It's the movie that sunk Taylor Lautner's career.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's the last thing I've ever seen him in, and he was awful.
Well, don't worry. He's going to come back as Clayface, isn't he?
Oh, right. Yeah. Clayface.
Totally. Yeah, he's going to turn into a werewolf made out of clay and fight Batman.
Yep, that sounds about right. People, go watch... Go watch the new Batman with Taylor Lautner as Clayface.
All right. So that was just a bit of an update. Keep your eyes out on Adam Sandler being in every future Netflix original. Hold on, actually. Should that be the new path for Netflix? Should they just have this shtick? Speaking of shticks and Adam Sandler, should they have a new one where he's just in every single Netflix original, whether it be a cameo or whatever? Like, can you picture him in The Irishman?
Sandler in the... Oh, God. Maybe as Ray Romano's character, if he can get an Italian accent.
What if he replaced Adam Driver in Marriage Story?
Oh, God, don't even go there.
Or maybe he could be the lawyer that just, like, sits back and doesn't know what's going on. Hold on. Better yet, I hate the kid. Let's replace him with the kid. Let's make him the child that they fight over.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to imagine that. That sounds so creepy.
To be fair, if we did this shtick, that means he would be in Klaus, and I don't want that. So maybe we'll just stick to him being in his own films.
Yeah, I guess we're not doing the shtick.
Yeah. The shtick died pretty fast. I once started realizing how many good films Netflix had and how they wouldn't be good films if Sandler was in it. He was good in Uncut Gems, though, yeah, so I'll give him that.
Yeah, he's got Uncut Gems.
Yeah, he was really good at that. I'm a big Sandler fan now.
Do you think he should have been nominated for an Oscar?
I think he's one of my top five best lead actors of the year, so I think he should be, but I'm okay that he's not. Like, he wouldn't have been one of the top three he needs to be nominated. He would have been like my four or five he should be nominated.
Yeah, so he's not someone that comes out as an obvious, well, fuck, he got snubbed.
Right, like, I think it would have been great if he got nominated. I think he deserves it, but he's no Joaquin Phoenix or Adam Driver. Those two are still my favorite of the year, so I'm happy those are the front runners.
I heard a story that Adam Sandler didn't get nominated because not many people in the Academy voting group watched his movie because they saw it was an Adam Sandler movie.
That I could believe. I could also believe it's just because it's an A24 film, and I just don't think the Oscars like the strangeness or unique styles of these films.
I mean, Moonlight was an A24 movie, and we all remember that.
Right, but Moonlight was also it was a film that was meant to appeal to everyone. Like, I feel like most A24 films are very niche films where only a select few are going to love the film. Like, I don't think...
Lighthouse.
I think 20% of the people that watch Lighthouse go, that's a fantastic film. And the rest are kind of like, that's a weird film. Or Midsommar. Like, me and you love Midsommar. But if anybody came up to me and said, that's a weird fucking film, I can't argue it. It is a weird film. I just like it.
Oh, I love that. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah. So I think A24 films, and same with Uncut Gems, it's a very uncomfortable movie. I loved it. My girlfriend, she couldn't watch it. She left. It's a great film because someone like me, I work as an operator, never really get stressed. Never once experienced high amounts of stress. That movie was such a unique experience for me. That was the most stress I think I've been maybe my entire life. Like, I literally started sweating, my butt was clenched, and I felt what maybe my girlfriend has felt when she does a university test, and my girlfriend couldn't do it. It was too stressful for her.
I need to watch the rest of this movie.
It's a very high stressful film. It is not a film to watch when enjoying a glass of wine and relaxing. So if anybody said, oh, Uncut Gems, that movie sucked, I can't really argue with you. It was not a good experience, but I fucking love the experience. So A24 films are very, I feel like most of them are very niche, unique films. And Moonlight, I think, was a very rare exception. I'm not shocked Uncut Gems was nominated, and I'm not shocked that the only nomination every single A24 film received was Lighthouse for Cinematography, which had to have been nominated. Like, that and Awkwafina for Best Lead, I felt like were the two had-tos, and they still didn't give it to Awkwafina.
Like, I love how, like, 4 months ago, Awkwafina was talked as the favorite to win the Oscar.
Well, no. I think everyone thought it was Renee Zellweger, but I thought she was a favorite to be nominated. I never thought she was going to win.
But here we are. Yeah, she got snubbed.
I'm still shocked. I really thought she was going to get nominated, especially when she won the Golden Globe, which I know doesn't mean much. I still thought she was going to get a nom.
I love how we went just like on a 10-minute praise Adam Sandler rant.
Yeah, I love Adam Sandler after that film. Fuck, he was great. We didn't mention it two episodes ago when we were discussing the Oscar nominees because I forgot to mention it. But because the Oscars screwed up and didn't nominate Adam Sandler, we are now going to have a movie, according to Adam Sandler, where he's going to make the worst film ever, despite them.
Yes. I can't wait to watch this.
Do we think that's going to be a Netflix original?
I hope so. I can't wait to watch this. I can't wait to see how Adam Sandler makes a worse movie than Kim Possible.
Do you think it's just going to be The Room and he's going to wear a black wig and just play up Johnny?
I don't think it's going to be that much of a ripoff, but I think it's going to be bad. Oh, let's wait and see.
As much as I would have loved Adam Sandler nomination, this just means we're going to get the worst film ever. So I am stoked now.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been so stoked to watch a bad movie since Cats.
2020 is going to be a pretty weak year for film. I'm going to call it right now, even though it's like the start of the year. I'm going to call it now. I think 2020 is going to be a pretty weak year because I think everything is going to be set up for 2021. There's going to be a lot of good films in 2021. And if Adam Sandler's garbage film is going to be in that mix, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm all for it too. Again, I agree. 2020 is going to be a weak year of film, but then 2021, oh boy.
All right. Another big story that was out this week is we have the announcement of 117 new emojis coming out this year.
Yeah, including that rock emoji.
Including the rock emoji, which you really feel like they would have had that from the beginning, right? A rock?
Yeah.
There's a lot of these that I look at and go, they don't have that? I thought they had that. This just seems like a given.
So when they mean they're releasing like 100 and something new emojis, like half of them are just different versions of the same emoji.
Right, but there's still 117. That's still a lot. But yeah, there's like five of them that are like different shades of each color.
Oh my god, they're doing the Italian hand.
So yes, they're doing the Italian hand, which is great. I think they should have had that from the start. That's classic. They also have the ninja, and the one that I'm surprised they don't already have yet is the bride and groom emoji. I really thought they would have already had that.
Right.
And then they have like a few animals. They got the mammoth, like I would have used to describe a welling. We've got the polar bear and the black cat. And you know, we got a few other fun ones out here. So Alex, I was looking at all these emojis and I was thinking, huh, let's be real here. Emojis are pretty much only used by the millennials or the Gen Zs nowadays that are on Tinder trying to hook up with people, and they don't want to straight up say, I want to suck your or I want to fuck you in the they use emojis to express their desires, you know, to not come out as so aggressive by saying the word right. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to look at all these emojis we got right now that just came out in 2020. You know, you want to be hip, you want to be the hottest Tinder guy on the block. What emojis would you use out of these new 117 to maybe bring it to the bedroom?
I can think of a lot of different weird ones.
There's a lot. I'm not even messing around here. I was looking at these emojis, and I wasn't even thinking of this at first, but I was looking at them, and I was thinking, man, whoever makes these emojis, they are specifically looking for every last sexual innuendo they can. I could think of five here that could work pretty effectively.
I'm just painting, like, a really weird scene in my head with some of these.
Whoa. What
like,
we're
especially
seeing.
Especially the emoji with like the glasses and mustache design.
The disguised face.
Yeah, the disguised face.
Really, out of all of these, you look at disguised face and go, oh yeah, that'd be good to bring into my Tinder profile.
Yeah, I guess you gotta go out with them and find out who they really are.
Oh, so this is like the mask instead of watching The Mask, you could just send the mask emoji and everyone will go, wow, maybe this is Justin Timberlake. Who knows? I gotta go out with him now.
Yeah, I also like the ninja because after sex, he got a ninja vanish.
So I don't know if your flirting game is weak, but both of those were not the ones I was looking at.
You were looking at Mammoth, weren't you?
I was looking at Beaver.
I don't see the beaver emoji in this photo.
Oh, the photo is just, it just shows you some of them. Yeah. No, this isn't 117.
Oh, I need to watch the video.
Oh, Alex, hey, you're looking at all the non-sexual emojis. They hit all the sexual ones in the video.
Oh.
Yeah, I was wondering what you're going on about. I was like, Alex, there's like 5 or 6 of these that are real dirty. And Alex is like, yeah, the ninja. That's real hot.
Okay, I'm just quickly going through these. Oh, no.
Yeah, so I think the beaver is going to be a real hot one that the kids are going to be using these days. There's also a chunk of wood that just straight up is just a log. So you can take that for what it is.
There's a tombstone. That's morbid.
Yeah, it's also called headstone. So, you know, maybe if a guy's asking for a head, they could use that. I'm kidding. What? I do think one of the golden ones, though, that we haven't addressed yet is the magic wand, and there's pixie dust around one end of the wand.
Yep.
I think that's a gold mine waiting to happen.
I want to meet this guy. I want to meet the person that makes these emojis.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of one.
What's that?
So you know you have the tamale emoji?
Yes.
Okay. So you send the little flame in the tamale and you just say you're a hot tamale.
Is that how you get girls into bed, Alex? Calling them a hot tamale?
Yeah, 100%. Works every time. You should try it on Andrea.
I will. So, Alex, of all the ones we discussed, there's specifically one that I've been avoiding because I think this is the trump card of all emojis. This is going to be the one that everyone's going to use in their Tinder profile. It's going to say Adam and then have this emoji beside their name because it's going to be the face of sex in 2020. Do you know which emoji I'm talking about?
I have not been able to figure that out, no.
The screwdriver.
Now that you say it, it makes so much sense.
Screwdriver. That's what Joaquin Phoenix is doing.
Joaquin Phoenix is doing? Screwdriver. Oh my god.
Screwdriver. Nobody even uses a screwdriver anymore. What does that even fix? Huh? It's not even a real tool. It's literally just a tool for sex. So, you heard it here first. If you see Ben with a screwdriver beside his name, he's not here to fix your sink. You know what he's here for.
You know what he's here for. Oh my god. I can't get over that.
Whoever was making these, they were in some kind of mood, because these are all over the place.
You made my day. Oh boy.
Now, do you think if I gave you an emoji that's on this list, would you be able to create a sexual scenario that you would use this emoji?
Yes.
Okay. You somehow did it with hot tamale, whether or not that was effective or not. These don't have to be effective. You don't have to make me want to sleep with you, Alex. So
okay.
I got an emoji here for you. Long drum.
Is that lightning bolts on the side of it?
Yeah, it's a very weird design for a drum, but yes, it is.
Long drum, okay. So basically I just say something that would use the long drum in a sexual reference?
Yeah.
Hey baby, you come back to my place and you can see my long drum.
Okay, not bad. I like it.
Not bad.
How about a dodo?
A dodo?
Yes, there's a dodo emoji.
I saw the dodo emoji. I just didn't think about how I'd use that. Don't be a use the dodo emoji. Come over.
Wow. I don't know how you get girls like. Girls should be lining up at your door with that kind of thing. I like it. Just insult the girl. Don't be an idiot. Come over. I like it.
Yeah, it works 100%.
Yeah, that's like reverse psychology. She'll be like, wow, well, I'm not a dodo. I'm a pretty smart girl. I guess I should go.
Exactly.
So for the black cat emoji, would it be something along the lines of, once you go, then you send the black cat emoji, you never go back?
Oh my god. I mean, yeah, I'm running with that because I have no idea what I could think of.
Last one here, all right? End us off here with bubble tea.
Bubble tea. I'll buy you some bubble tea. And then afterwards, you can suck the bubbles out of my tea.
I thought this was going to turn into a Dr. Seuss poem where it was going to turn into, I'll buy you some bubble tea if after you have sex with me. And it was going to like start rhyming.
No, I was not thinking of doing that. Although that would have been really funny.
You should have, though. Girls love a good nursery rhyme.
Right? Let me read you a nursery rhyme before bed.
All right. So moving on from the new emojis. I don't know when they're coming out, but they should be dropping relatively soon. I'm pretty sure they drop every February. So keep your eye out. There is also a story going on about the Hulu CEO.
I mean, who has Hulu anyways?
Well, none of us, because it's an American service.
Oh. Well, yeah, okay.
So I'm sure people do. It's a relatively well-known streaming site. I was actually going to get it, and then I found out it was American, and I couldn't. Because every Boxing Day, I believe it's every Boxing Day, maybe it's every Cyber Monday, they have a deal where if you register on a new account every Cyber Monday, you can get Hulu for $1 a month. So
really?
For a whole year, it would cost you $12 to have Hulu, which would have been awesome. And I was just going to make a new account every Cyber Monday and keep doing that. But the Hulu CEO is now stepping down because they are partnered with Disney Plus, and Disney Plus is kind of taking over Hulu.
I mean, are you surprised?
I'm not. It's just, you know, another tick on Disney's box of just complete monopoly over streaming services and film as a whole.
Oh, well, yeah. 20 years from now, Disney's going to own everything.
Oh, yeah.
Disney's going to be like overlords.
Well, I think they're going to own everything in the entertainment industry. They're not going to start making McDonald's food or Apple products. But when it comes to entertainment, if you are Sony right now, if you are at Netflix, if you're, what other companies are there out there? HBO, well, whatever company you are in television and film, your life right now is uncut gems because your ass is clenched the entire time.
Oh my God.
Maybe that's why Netflix is getting so much Adam Sandler right now, because their asses are clenched anyway, so they might as well just get Sandler for everything. So yes, Randy, the Hulu CEO, is now moving to Disney and is stepping down as the Hulu CEO because Disney's kind of taken over everything. They're going to be making the decisions around here. Disney is now going to start rolling Hulu out internationally. So, hey, maybe next Boxing Day or Cyber Monday, me and you can get it for $1 a month. Who knows? Something tells me Disney's not going to let that happen. But, you know, it's a pipe dream. Do we want to make any predictions here? They took out 20th Century Fox. They've now taken down Hulu. Who's their next target? Do we have a prediction?
I want to say HBO.
Ooh, man.
That'd be a big one.
That would be a big one. Yeah, I think that's a little too big. I hope they don't do that.
Why not? I mean, Game of Thrones is over and you're not worried about it being sucky anymore.
That's true. I think they might go for like a smaller targeting. I think they're trying to pick off the weaklings like Hulu and 20th Century Fox. Both of them are great, but they aren't like big name companies. So I think maybe they'll go for Sony since they got Spider-Man, or maybe
you think something like Paramount, so they own Transformers?
Something like that. Like I think another smaller service.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alex, I forget. Are you a big Office fan?
I like The Office.
Do you remember the episode called Scott's Tots?
Please explain further.
Okay. Scott's Tots, one of my personal favorite episodes of the series. And for a lot of other people, their least favorite. Similar to A24, you know. It's kind of like Uncut Gems and Lighthouse, where it's a very niche episode. Because it is just so cringy and so horrible that most people hate it. I think it's so cringy and horrible that I personally love it. And it's the episode where Michael Scott apparently promised a bunch of children when they were in kindergarten, I believe. He promised all of them that when they graduate high school, he will pay for all of their university.
I remember this episode, right.
And he didn't tell them that changed until they graduate high school and they had a big event to celebrate that he's going to be paying for all their university degrees, and they have a big show for him, and he stands up and goes, actually, I don't have the money to pay for all of your university degrees. I do have money to give you guys something, because in university you guys need laptops. So because of that, I'm going to give you guys laptop batteries. And he gave them a battery.
Yeah, I remember this episode.
Yes, and that episode was fantastic for all the wrong reasons. It was just hilariously cringy because he thought that he was still a good person. Mm-hmm. A good person for buying them batteries. You know, just classic Michael Scott. Apparently, this episode is now a reality.
Mm-hmm.
As a high school senior was promised a college scholarship in kindergarten, and now she is told she can't have it. The only reason why I discussed this was, who would have thought that the worst episode in The Office for some people, because it is just so unrealistic, it is just so horrible that this could never really happen. People thought it was too ridiculous to ever happen. It's happened. The Office predicted what it would be, really the worst thing that could ever happen in your life. Someone was promised $3,000 a year for 4 years to go to college in University of Florida. And they are no longer being offered that. And apparently the person found a loophole around it. And yeah, it looks like they will not be getting it now.
That's rude.
Yeah, they try to legally see if they could get the money for it because they were promised it. And no, the person that promised it found a loophole. And yeah, the news stories, they released this story, all these articles about it. And pretty much just the Twitter fan base just kept posting photos of Michael Scott and the Scott Tots story.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was just the Office meme coming back alive for a few days to talk about this story. Man, it's just horrible. What do you think the reason was for promising someone to pay for their scholarship? Why do you think she did it? Do you think she was intentionally going to reenact Scott's Tots? Do you think she wanted to make this a story?
I would like to believe that.
It says here she was promised the college scholarship in 2007. Hold on. 2007. Let me get this out here. All right. So Scott's Tots episode release. It was released in 2009. She did this 2 years before the episode was released. For a second, I thought it was a year after or the same year. There's a chance, but no. Okay. She thought of this horrible idea before this episode. So now you think this person that would have been in grade 2 when the Office episode was released, maybe her mother at least would have saw that episode and thought, maybe this scholarship offer isn't such a good idea. And hold on. This is the Scott's Tots. I thought it was just one person. I'm reading it here. Inette Lopez was the woman that was offered the free scholarship in kindergarten, and 96 other kids. She went full Michael Scott. She offered this to 97 kids in kindergarten and told all of them that they'll get a free scholarship. Michael Scott promised this to, I think, 30 kids. She went full Michael Scott. She went, what was it, triple Michael Scott.
Jesus.
Yeah, she wasn't messing around. She must have thought she was going to be rolling in money in 2019. So we were just discussing an old Office meme. Let's start focusing on the new meme, which obviously is Baby Yoda, who is still on everyone's mind right now. And the Sideshow collectibles have officially announced that they are going to be releasing a life-size Baby Yoda figure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you seen this? That this one is probably the most viral story I've seen this week. And I wasn't really going to address it because it's just an action figure. But everyone's been talking about it. Have you seen the collectible Baby Yoda figure?
I have not.
Now, if you click on the link, it is insanely well done. It's a life-size figure since Baby Yoda's small to begin with. So it's a pretty big size.
Wow. Yeah, that's insanely accurate.
Yeah, it looks just like Baby Yoda for the price of $350.
Man, that's a steal.
Yep, that's what people were saying. The Sideshow Collectibles is a pretty well-known, well-regarded site where you could buy a collectible of Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man or, I don't know, Heath Ledger's Joker. You can buy all these different collectibles. I'm sure if you went on the website, they sell all kinds of different figures, and they normally go for the price range of about $1,000. So for the child, otherwise known as Baby Yoda, $350 for what is probably the hottest item right now, Baby Yoda. Everyone loves Baby Yoda. I think this is pretty awesome. A Sideshow, they could have easily made bank. They could have made this $1,500, and I think they would have made more money. I don't think as many people would have bought it, but I think they would have made more money.
Yeah, this is cool. I'd do it.
Yeah, it is a really nice collectible for a pretty good price. I'm looking at them here. A lot of their other figures are $500. So still, it's a lot cheaper than most of their other figures. And I feel like it's really hot right now, so I'm surprised they aren't upping the price here. But yeah, they got all kinds of figures if you want to go on their site. I guess now I'm going to start plugging Sideshow, even though I've never bought anything from them. But yeah, they got all the Batman characters and villains, which is pretty cool because I'm a big Batman guy. A lot of Star Wars as well, which makes sense why they have Baby Yoda. Now, I have one here, and it is Yoda. Not Baby Yoda. The normal Yoda, which is also a life-size figure. Want to guess Yoda is?
I'm not sure.
Take a guess. I'll tell you if you're over or under.
Life-size Yoda. So bigger than Baby Yoda. I'm going to say 700.
Over.
I'm over?
Like, it is over.
Oh, it's over. 1,000.
Over.
1,500.
Over.
2,000.
Over.
Holy fuck. 3,000.
2,500.
I was getting close.
Yeah.
That is fucking... What? I'm looking at some of the busts that they sell, and I'm like, that's expensive. $2,500 for a life-size Yoda?
I'm looking at it right here. C-3PO for $235. I take it back. Baby Yoda's a total ripoff. C-3PO is the bargain. What a great deal.
Oh, there's Black Panther. $259 for Black Panther.
That's not bad. That's really good.
However, you can get Killmonger for $235.
There you go.
I'm going to get that, wrap it up in a gift for you because you don't think he's a great, or you don't think he's the best villain Marvel's ever created.
I don't. I think he's top five. Is that not allowed? Do I have to think he's the best?
Okay, I will accept top three.
Why wouldn't you accept top five? That's pretty good. All right, so the last story here, we got Burger King. I've heard about this for a few months now. They've been at a bit of a lawsuit here over their Impossible Whopper, which is supposed to be a Whopper with no meat. There's a vegan that is having a lawsuit against them because the Impossible Whoppers aren't quote-unquote vegan.
Oh.
So the Impossible Whopper, not supposed to have any meat, but they cook their meatless patties on the same grill, so it could have traces of meat, and a vegan is suing them over it.
Yeah, I believe this. From working in restaurants and having to do stuff like this, yeah, the vegan / vegetarian stuff has to be cooked on something completely different.
So they're suing them because they said, hey, Impossible Whopper, you said there's no meat traces at all, but there is. You're getting sued, bruh. And Burger King's response is, we said this is a meatless burger. We didn't say there's no traces of meat. We just said there's no meat in it, and there is none. So they're a bit of a lawsuit here. I believe Burger King is winning. From what I've gotten from this article, I believe they have now won the lawsuit. The vegan, it was a classic vegan move, in my opinion. I went, yes, 100%, that is definitely a vegan. They want Burger King to make to have a new grill in the back, specifically meant for only vegan patties to cook on. And they want money due to damages that they have caused them internally.
Oh, poor babies.
Which I thought was great. I think that's awesome. You're like, you made me consume possible traces of meat. I need money now to like compensate for it. You made
me consume a cow.
I just thought that was great. Like, I ate something, and the only way I will now survive from this horrible experience is money.
My God, this is such a vegan thing.
I just thought that was great. I listened to someone else discuss this once, and I agree. If you're a vegan, you know, if all your friends are like, hey, let's go to Burger King, I'm craving a Whopper, and you're like, all right, well, I'm a vegan, and you know what? I can go to Burger King because they got the Impossible Whopper. That's fine. You can have Impossible Whopper. It's all fine and dandy. But if you're expecting, like, high quality, 100% no meat, maybe not the best option. Impossible Whopper isn't meant for vegans because they still have mayo in it. And the person that was, and that's what Burger King argued in this lawsuit. They said, well, we still have mayo in the Whopper, so we've never once claimed the Impossible Whopper is for vegans. And the person said, well, yeah, but I asked for no mayo, so I made it vegan, and you guys still screwed it up. If you have to, like, go up to a place, a burger joint, and say, no mayo on the burger, and it's now officially vegan, it's a fine line. You know, just go to, like, a salad bar.
God, people like this piss me off.
I think Impossible Whopper is a great idea. I think, from the sounds of it, it's a delicious burger that really does taste like it has meat in it. So I think for those of you that are trying to eat healthy, or ish, because it's still Burger King, or for those of you that are vegetarian, I think this is a great substitution. This raises the question. Did this person intentionally go to Burger King with the intention of a lawsuit? Do you think she really bought the... Actually, I believe it's a guy. I don't know why I keep saying she. Do you think he bought the burger, took a bite of it, and went, huh, this tastes good for some reason. What's going on? I'm a vegan. It normally doesn't taste like this. What's going on? Hold on. Hold on. There's grease on this. Did they cook this on the same place where they cook actual meat? That's it. I'm suing them. Do you think this was all of a spur of the moment? Or do you think they went in with their monocle on, with their agenda, and they had an objective to take down Burger King?
I hope it's scenario two, just because the guy in scenario two is wearing a monocle.
And now this raises the new question. Do you think this person is Ronald McDonald's cousin, and they sent him there to take down their threat, their opposition?
I mean, I'd buy it. It's basically an assassination attempt.
Sorry, did McDonald's go, hold on. The Impossible Burger, they thought of something before us? McDonald's always thinks of stuff first. How come we didn't think of the Beyond Meat Burger? They beat us to it? That's it. Let's take down the king. The king's gonna get dethroned. McD's is where it's at. Son, Philip, go over there and sue them. Pretend you're vegan.
I would buy that if it wasn't for the fact that Burger King has had chicken fries for like over 10 years and McDonald's hasn't done shit about it.
That's true. Well, you know, McDonald's can't have everything. I'm still waiting on McDonald's having onion rings. Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, I'm just saying, like, hello, McDonald's, you're missing out on some money here. Where's the rings?
Exactly.
Anyone can make a good onion ring. I want McDonald's to get on that. And I remember I used to work at McDonald's. I don't know if we've discussed this on the podcast, but I used to work there and I used to be in management. And when I was working for McDonald's, when I was first just an employee, every 6 months there's the employee evaluation and you have to fill out this like rubric on your experience with working at McDonald's, and you can give input on management and all that. And then at the end of this rubric, you can fill out notes where it says on the notes, oh, you can give any information on stuff you want us to work on as a company to make your life better. And I made a paragraph rant of explaining to them why they need to add onion rings to the menu.
Did you know that back in the 80s, McDonald's had like onion poppers?
I did not.
Yeah, so basically like little bits of onion in a breading and deep fried. So they're like poppable onion rings.
See, I'd like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's bring that back. Yeah, I made a whole explanation why they need to have onion rings. They could call them McRings. Come on. This sells itself, boys. The point of the notes was to let us know what we can do as management to like make your life easier. And I was like, add onion rings. That'll make it easier. It's that easy.
And what? They just look at you and you're like, you're hired.
Yeah, they're like, fucking right. That's why I became manager.
You're promoted.
Yeah, I got promoted because of that. I was hoping once I became manager that maybe I would then be able to have a say on whether or not McRings would be a thing. But I had no say, so that's why I left. There's no point.
That's why you left.
Yeah, I tried. I tried to get us the onion rings. It would not work, people. McDonald's is very against it. Should they have a Netflix original where Adam Sandler is a vegan and he sues Burger King?
I'd be down for that, too.
That'd be pretty good. What emoji would we use to describe that movie?
It would be two emojis. So the first one would be a burger emoji. And then the second one would be the girl with the X on her arms.
Alex, you are so 2019. I'm talking about 2020 emojis.
Okay, what's your 2020 emoji then?
I was thinking the tombstone because Burger King's going to be dead at the end of the movie.
Yeah, I wish I'd thought of that.
Or it could be the coin emoji, which we didn't discuss, but there's a new coin emoji, and that could just represent Adam Sandler getting all that Netflix money.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
Netflix is buying it too, yeah. All right, well, that is it for this week in news. Nothing in sports, correct?
Yeah, we kind of did that brief recap at the beginning.
I like it. So that is it for this week. You can follow us at poptopic_pod, I believe. By next week, we should have the big 65 films over 2019 ranked podcast out. I'm only halfway through editing, so I should get on that. And until next week, hit me up on the social media platform, poptopic_pod, and I will pay for your college tuition in 20 years. And it'll be called Quinn's Tots.
I'm Alex. You can catch me on the... that one website that sells figurines, and I will be buying all of the Black Panther ones, sending them to Quentin with a little note that basically says, best villain ever.
Perfect. And until next week, see you later.
See ya.